This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Jurors have begun reviewing the evidence against a Sudbury man on trial in federal court on charges of supporting terrorism. If Tariq Mahana is convicted, he faces up to life in prison. Jury deliberations began this afternoon after legal instructions and closing arguments by both sides. WBUR's David Bueri has been following the case and was there today. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
So, David, supporting terrorism is the charge. Tell us specifically what he's charged with.
Well, there's seven counts in all. Three are making false statements to the FBI, and four are terrorism charges. The government's case is that Mahana and a friend traveled to Yemen in 2004 to find a terrorism camp to get training to go to Iraq to kill American soldiers. That's one of the counts. They found no camp there to train, so Mahana came home, and the government says he decided to wage jihad by becoming essentially the English-speaking wing of al-Qaeda and translating videos and writings, and those are the other three counts, material support for a terrorist organization.
So tell us briefly what the prosecution's main point was today in its closing arguments.
Prosecution says he clearly went to Yemen to get trained to kill Americans. They quote his friends. They have him on tape in these consensual recordings with friends. They also have instant messages. They say that he went there. He clearly intended to kill Americans. That's why it's conspiracy to kill overseas. But not finding anything, he came back. And then they said that he basically translated these videos. And what they said is Al-Qaeda needs translation. It needs to inspire people to, and those videos incite people to go wage jihad.
And David, what kind of defense are Mahana's lawyers offering to all that?
They say he clearly went there not for training in fighting, but because he was a budding Islamic scholar and he needed training in language and in religious studies, that he went there, that unlike the friend that went with him, he did not go to Iraq. He came back. And they say that he was engaged in independent advocacy. Yes, he was online, but he, in fact, was kicked off that website, which was a pro-Al-Qaeda website, because his views were too moderate. So they have made the point he was not doing that, that he was not engaged. He was engaged in independent advocacy, and that he went there for that different reason.
When you came back from court today, David, you and I were talking briefly, and you described this as a very complicated case for the jurors, competing philosophies of Islam, different approaches of different terrorist organizations. What exactly do jurors have to decide?
Well, in the end, they have to decide, and what seems to me is going to be very difficult for them. One is whether he was in fact working for or in coordination. And what does that mean with Al-Qaeda as opposed to independent advocacy? That's where the argument has been back and forth as to what, and it's not clear what that means, in coordination with. And you remember, in order to get that, what they've listened to are these, our testimony about competing philosophies and which philosophical group under Islam he belongs to and whether he was switching from one philosophy to the other. They're going to have to sort through that. And then they're also going to have to determine in the end what was his intent in going to Yemen. Was it to study or was it to train to kill Americans?
And David, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again when the jury comes back with its decision.
It's going to be a long deliberation, I think.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's David Bueri.